St. Louis, DGS at 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Tuesday to you. Hello, Jake on the stream. You guys might want to stream this show. It's going to be a little more OnlyFans than DGS. It's, as I understand it, the furnace is stuck on in the on position in the studio. Maybe you heard Chris talking about it during Gas House Gang. It's probably low 80s in here, I'm going to guess. And we're in like a sealed room, so we have the door open to the newsroom, which is weird. And Wheeler already apologized in advance for his loudness.
Yeah.
It's going to be a sweaty show. It's going to be very Cool Hand Luke.
Yeah, it is. It's hot. This room is very bad, and it's right next to the real hell room, which is our
Studio C
bonus studio, which is about two rooms away from the main KMOX studio.
Yeah, but if anybody needs a little sauna time, there you go. Mm-hmm.
You look so weird,
dude. What's going on?
Yeah, because you have that ring light on the ground.
Well, yeah, because it's like 8 feet above my freaking head when it's on its stand the way that it's supposed to be, because they're not adjustable apparently. I mean, I was in the dark a second ago. At least now I look like I'm telling you stories by the campfire.
You look kind of terrifying, if I'm being like, the lighting is a scary lighting.
I don't understand, man. This is like the worst room in the history of rooms for lighting. It's never right.
You could just stop it at the history of rooms. Yeah. You could just stop after that.
Like, no matter what, I know it's because there's a window behind me, and you can't really, like, finagle that really well.
And then we complained because our studio is so dirty all the time. And then we got an email from engineering saying, like, yeah, you guys should clean that up. We're going to buy you a Swiffer.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Really?
Good luck.
Here's the Swiffer.
Go to work.
I better do my daily task,
every
which
day.
Now includes dusting the studios.
The
so
good news is
go.
That the good news is that all the dust has long burned off. Like when you turn on a stove for the first time in a year, like all the dust has long burned away today.
Like we're all Alice from the Brady Bunch, just walking around with a little duster.
Gotta make yourself useful.
Yeah. Good luck, guys.
Hey, if you can lean, you can clean. Yeah. And that's what I've always been told.
Time to lean, we got time to clean.
If I can not, then I won't.
I had some fun today. I'm going to be on the cover of City Lifestyle magazine with my buddy Kelly Lamb and Gordon. And we did the photo shoot today for the cover story. And we went to City Museum. And so I got to do all sorts of crazy, whimsical poses in front of young children. So, yeah, I'm sure that.
This whole time I've been picturing an empty City Museum. I didn't realize there were kids there.
It was for a while, and then they opened it up, and suddenly they're just a whole bunch of
Right. So what kind of were they having you like Vogue, like striped pose?
Oh, everything.
Like, I can't wait to see it.
Everything. Yeah. Oh yeah.
The samples I've seen look like a ton of fun.
Did you do a
like,
Home Alone?
This is gonna be.
Oh yeah, I did it all.
Really?
I was very. I was.
Dave's doing thirst traps.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
kind of.
If it's anything like when we play Pyramid, they're going to be awesome.
The photographer at the very end said, I've worked with better, but not many.
I believe that. You're good at that.
I was giving him what he wanted.
I know. Dave, you want attitude? He'd give you the little hip out.
Excited.
At one point, Rach, you'll see it when I show you the pictures, there was a rock outcropping about 4 feet high and about 1 foot square on the top.
Okay.
And I got up there and stood and posed and did a bunch of stuff. That was a little.
Was it a little scary?
A little scary.
Ooh,
did you do like did you do like a Karate Kid kind of like?
No, I should have done that.
That would be good.
That.
Yeah.
I was hanging from train tracks.
And, oh?
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
It was cool.
Yeah. I'm a little jealous.
I know.
We should all take a day to go play at the City Museum.
We know we could do. We could use the same photographer. He was great. Upstairs, there is a bus on top of City Museum, and it's from South Roxana.
What?
That's so cool.
That could be.
That's cool.
Could be a good photo op. He wanted to do that, but I was like, I'm done. I'm trashed.
I'm about to guess.
I've given all I'm going to give.
It was like a
you've taken
like
everything I had and then some.
It was a solid hour. I was surprised. I knew it must be going well because of.
And I was wearing this cool new shirt I got. You can see it on the stream, and it is from 1974, and it's a Keep On Truckin' t-shirt, and then someone has taken it to a place and had it personalized, and it has the name B on it, B-E-E. And I saw this on eBay, and I'm like, done.
I thought that was part of the shirt, and I didn't figure it. I was like, what does that even mean?
Someone personalized it.
I see.
Yeah.
B personalized it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because normal, that's like spelled like the bug B. It's not spelled like B. Arthur.
Right.
So that must be a nickname.
As opposed to a large insect?
As opposed to B. Arthur.
Yes.
What if you got B. Arthur's shirt?
We're the same size.
That's how hot it is. It's so hot that we're 3 minutes into the show and Kevin's like, that's probably not a real B. Probably not a real B bought that shirt.
That's not what I said.
We're not going to make it.
No,
this is a rough one.
I'm definitely, this is going to be a three-shirt show for sure.
The heat is making me sleepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See who passes out.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not sleepy, Rach. We're about to pass out.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if that's
I'm
going to
tell you how this works, right? If you guys haven't passed out, I'm going to tell you how this works. You start to feel a little tired, and then you start to get a little tunnel vision, and the next thing you know, people are picking you up off the ground. Yeah.
That's what we call heat stroke, my friend.
Hey, I got experience with that, baby.
Had a great night last night. Went to the ball game with Nick. We have been to 5 games together and yet to see a loss.
Oh, nice.
Dave, you have to go then tonight.
I have to go home and sweat.
Because if they lose tonight,
I had a photo shoot today, Kevin.
It's
what more do you need from me?
Cardinal Nation needs you.
B's going home and taking a bath. Yeah, we sat in the bleachers last night, and it's been a while since I sat in the bleachers. It's a different vibe.
Yeah.
We had about a dozen 22-year-old bros who were taking great glee in heckling McCormick, the center fielder the Astros last night. It was quite uncomfortable.
Really?
It was very uncomfortable.
Oh,
yes.
I love that stuff. As long as it's not like mean, like off color. If it's just good fun, that's awesome.
It was like McCormick.
Yeah, that's great. I like that.
Oh, I hated it. I hated it. And he'd turn around and he'd look, and he kept looking. I'm like,
yeah.
It's them.
When I was in college, this will shock you. We did that to Ken Griffey Jr.
Oh, God.
And it was great. We made him laugh. He turned around and laughed. He liked it.
He's in the news today.
Yeah?
Yeah, he took like a really
About
great
that.
Photo
he
of...
Did, yeah, he
at
worked
the Masters
as a photographer.
Masters.
That's so cool.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about the heckling that I've seen people doing in the league this year where they're counting down the pitch clock wrong?
That's not right.
So if there's like 7 seconds left on the pitch clock, people start going like, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah,
it's like
fine.
Throws the pitcher off. You like it?
Fine.
I mean, hate heckling. The only thing that made me laugh is they started trying to say his name with an Irish accent. That was pretty funny.
Was that good?
That was pretty funny.
Did you give him that idea? Are you like Irish accent?
Dave was like, oity toity toity. And they're like, oh yes, just
always
McCormick.
Kills.
One guy, there is a play in the infield, and one guy not ironically screamed from the bleachers, you've got to charge the ball. And
that's
great. That always just, I just wanted to talk to the guy and say, like, what was that?
I love that.
Did you really think?
No, he's...
He didn't know that.
No, I think he was being ironic, but made it sound
like
he
wasn't. Oh, no, I don't think so.
Yeah.
No, this guy was saying a lot. I had a pretty good clock on this fella.
I love that. That's what we were doing to Griffey that one day. The guy hit a home run over his head, like hit a home run like upper deck, and we're like, you got to have that.
Nick had a great idea. You know how they, once a game, they're like, brought to you by Graybar. You up in the nosebleeds, come on down to the front seat.
Yeah.
He said that they should do that, but they should make the people in the front seat go upstairs.
Oh, I like that.
Right?
Make you give up your green seats.
Good
little socialism.
Guess who won't be returning for their seats next year? Like, I'm not paying $800.
It would add an element of surprise.
Yeah.
You know? See these rich folks up top?
Yeah.
Now, this is coming from Nick, and, you know, who knows? He makes things up. But he said that the upper deck is free now. Like, it's first come, first serve.
Not
at the
heard
ballpark.
That.
Yeah. Again, he lies.
Heard that.
So how do you do that? You just show up and say, I'm going to sit in the upper deck?
I don't know.
Now, they might treat it like open seating.
Oh, okay.
Like where you move down further up there, they don't really care.
I should have taken a picture, but...
I've not heard that.
We were in the... right field bleachers, and as you look up to the very upper deck in the left field, there's like 4 big giant sections. Guess how many people were sitting there in all 4 giant sections?
In each one?
None.
Yeah.
There were no people in the upper deck.
In that area.
In left field.
Yeah, the way upper deck.
I mean, it had to hold 2,000 or 3,000 people.
Yeah.
And there were no people.
Yep. Well, again, I'm guessing they're letting people move down in the upper deck.
I don't know. I think they should just fill the lower bowl. Just wherever you are, if you paid to get in there, then you should be able to, like, everyone move down. You know, it's like when you're doing a talk, you're like, come on, everyone, come to the front. Let's get, you know. It would be nice. It would be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Little reward for going to the ballpark.
I get it, and I think it may be one of those things where, because I've done this in a million ballparks. So I think I told you guys this. When I lived up north of Chicago, we used to go to Milwaukee for games just because it was super cheap because the Brewers sucked at that time. And you could get, like, $6 tickets, and you could sit wherever you want. Like, they didn't tell you that. They just didn't enforce it. Like, when you bought a $6 ticket, you just walked down, and ushers didn't bother you. They just let you go because nobody was there.
Yeah.
That's one thing. You can't really say it, because then why in the world would anybody buy the more valuable tickets? I mean, the people that paid for those tickets are not going to be thrilled if you're just letting people do that and making it a publicly known thing. But, yeah, you know, like, last night, I don't know how many people were there, Dave. You could probably clock that because you were there. They announced just under 22,000, so that's how many tickets they sold.
Yeah.
That is well above a major league average attendance game.
Yeah.
That's I would say there was maybe 10 or 12.
Maybe 12 or 13 in the stadium.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the bigger question, and that's the number we're not going to get.
Yeah.
No team in sports gives you the number of people that walk through the gates. They give you the tickets sold.
Yeah. Maybe that's why they don't want everyone going to the lower bowl, because it'd be easier to go, oh, this is how many.
Could be. I doubt it. But, I mean, because you can eyeball it, right? I mean, you can see when it looks half full, 30% full, whatever. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hey, look.
This isn't going to be tough at all.
Play better and you'll have more people.
This is
going to
be fine.
Oh, what can I do?
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Got Jimmy Griffin coming in at 2 p.m. We got Ricky at 2:30. We called off the think tank because we have to be here to do this, but those guys don't. So there's no reason to bring them in to 87
degrees.
No need
to make them suffer.
Yeah. There's a mathematical formula for a truly joyful, perfect day. Have you guys seen this?
No.
Okay, here you go. 6 hours with family. It depends on your family. 2 hours with friends, 1.5 hour of extra socializing, 2 hours of exercise, kiss my white ass. Are you kidding me? 1 hour of eating and drinking, less than 6 hours of work, indulging in only 1 hour of screen time, and no more than a 15-minute commute. If this is you, you have the perfect day.
That sounds awful.
What about it?
First of all, is that a 27-hour day?
I didn't add them up.
How are you getting 6 hours of family time on a work day? Top of 2 hours to work out? On top of, what was the other 2 hours? Friends?
Yes.
How? What do you work 4 hours a day?
Just got to try a little harder, Kevin. You got to hustle.
Yeah, you know, I got to be like that rise and grind, bro. Like, I got 3 days in one.
Yeah, oh, this is like, this is like 18 hours.
Yeah, so
if it's your last day.
Right, but it also sounds miserable if you're only sleeping 6 hours a day. I'm going to sleep 6 hours a day, work out 2 hours, go to work also, and then spend 8 hours between friends and family?
This is like Marky Mark. This is his day.
Yeah, right.
What is going on?
I don't know.
Who would want that day? Is there anybody in this room that wants that day?
No. I do wonder, like, who takes it upon themselves to be like, I'm going to figure out mathematically the perfect day, and then it's the most subjective thing you've ever heard.
The only part of this I really do is 2 hours of exercise, so.
Well, yeah.
That's just standing during this. You actually probably do four.
Probably so.
Working that core.
Dave, between standing and moving, you're burning calories.
It is my most exercise. So you're not buying it, huh?
I mean, So family time, I'm guessing you mean your immediate family, right? Like parents and kids. Where's the 6 hours?
Maybe it's a Saturday.
Well, then you don't have work there, so it's
less than 6 hours work.
Yeah.
I usually work about four on Saturday.
I guess that's right. Are they talking about like your perfect day off?
Putting in that OT.
This is really upsetting Wheeler.
It is. It's like, I'm sorry, I don't understand. Like, where's the video game time? How can you be happy without that?
You get 1 hour of screen time.
That's not enough.
I need more TV time than that.
Yeah, that's a joke. That's like not even a whole episode of some of these HBO shows. Mm-hmm.
Easy to cut into the family stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Unless the family time is that, right? You're all watching Cardinals baseball or something. Like, that's something.
We're turning family time into iPad kid and dad watches HBO time.
Am I the only one in the room or in the stream who has been to a ground round?
No.
Mm-mm. Have you been there?
Yeah, a long time ago, though.
What's that?
I have not.
They're bringing them back.
Are they?
Yeah. When I was a kid, there was the ground round, and there was Jacks or Better, and both of them, my memory is, were sort of like a very early, they sort of were a mishmash of like a Westworld, King Arthur kind of feel, and a little bit of sports, and you had peanuts on the table, and you could throw the shells on the floor.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's the one. This is the famous place I went when I was in like sixth grade, and my dad told me I couldn't throw the peanuts on the floor, and
even though everyone else,
and I said, well, it's kind of their thing, and then I followed that up with Blinded by the Light came on, and I sang Wrapped Up Like a Douche, another, and he slapped me in the head, and I'm like, hey, old man, this is what my music is. It's all about douches. And turns out we're both wrong. So,
yeah, that's great. Yeah, I don't know. I really honestly can't remember. There was definitely one or two near us, and we went occasionally. I don't remember as a kid finding it enjoyable.
Man, you're in a mood.
Well, I'm hot.
Yeah, I was going to say the heat is making him angrier, and it's making us all like more apathetic.
I think we're about to get a superhero origin story here or something.
Yeah, so he's like, tell me why this makes sense, and we're all like, I don't care, whatever.
Yeah, you guys are defeated, and I'm just raging. That's kind of what I do.
That's what you're best at.
In the face of adversity, rage.
You definitely have a bitchy gear.
What's that?
You have gear? A bitchy gear.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd never deny that.
I don't know if I would have ever described Kevin as bitchy.
Edgy.
But you get it.
Angry.
Yeah, no, it's a hilarious way to put it.
I get it perfectly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. It's true. I can accept that. Especially when it's 85 degrees in my workplace. Damn it.
I had like four people text me from work today warning me about the heat, and I still, when I got in, it was still a surprise, mm-hmm. even though everyone was like, I'm not kidding, it's 90 degrees, and I'm going, okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And then I guess I just haven't felt 90 degrees in a while because, whew.
Not indoors.
No.
I went back to Frank, and I was like, Frank, it's hot in here, and I thought he was going to hit me. He was so he was so mad about this whole situation.
Had he been there for like 8 hours?
Yeah, he'd been there since this morning and sitting here. And I'm like, ooh, it's a steamer back here.
Well, they're supposed to be working on it and fixing it. And Ronge was like, I hope it takes another 3 hours to fix. So you guys can sit in it the whole time.
He's also the guy that when he dies wants everyone else to die too.
Exactly.
Welcome back, DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Tuesday. Okay, I've carried you people on my back for the last 30 minutes. It's time you guys did something. So who wants it?
What do you want?
I want you to be a little nicer to Rachel.
I'm always nice to Rachel.
Yeah.
Then be nicer to me.
All right, I'll be nicer to you.
Okay. Fine.
I'm only mean to Andrew.
We're fine with that.
But we're buddies, so that's
okay
why we do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys are like roommates at a...
We're work roommates.
Summer camp.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like to needle each other a little bit.
But by the end of the summer, we're friends forever.
Did you ever go to a summer camp?
Oh, yeah. I went to Bible camp.
Oh.
For like 6 years.
Dave's like the foreboding.
Yeah. He's like, oh, so you went to one that wasn't fun. Got
yes, yes.
All three of us went, oh.
Yeah.
It was pretty fun, but you did have to sit in chapel for like several hours a day.
Yikes.
And that was
They break you down?
Yeah.
Did they have air conditioning?
No, yeah. They did not.
Are you ready to go swimming and accept the Lord yet?
Well, the boys and girls couldn't swim together at Bible camp. It divided by
gender. No, that leads to.
Mm-hmm. Boys had to sit in the chapel.
It's funny you guys bring up
camp. Swim.
Yeah, exactly. You have to pray. It's funny you bring up camp because I just watched the 90s classic Heavyweights the other day. It's on Disney Plus.
Sure.
I love that movie, and I rewatched it. A little disturbing rewatching it as an adult.
A little too real?
They end up like basically kidnapping Ben Stiller's character and not torturing him, but it's all very, like, how are they getting away with this? People should be going to prison. But as a kid, I'm just like, this is great. They're teaching that guy a lesson.
Showing
it's a
good him
movie,
though.
That's great.
I never went, and I feared it. I feared, like, I just thought, I think my only reference was, like, Charlie Brown or Snoopy went and didn't have a great time.
Well,
and
Charlie Brown never had a good time.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. So we're talking about, like, the regular, like, how long? Like, what's the...
About a week.
Okay.
Some people go for, like, 6 weeks, yeah. 8 weeks, sleepaway camp. I only went for a week at a time.
I went to one sleepaway thing, and it was a baseball camp when I was in high school. We stayed at the Pirates spring training facility.
That's
in
pretty
the
cool.
Dorm.
Whoa,
no,
that
it was,
sounds awesome.
It was a blast. I think it was like eight, nine days. It was super good. It was run by all of their minor league coaches and some college coaches, and then they give you an evaluation. This was in high school. Mm-hmm. And they give you an evaluation like, this is what you need to be better at. This is what you're good at, and all that kind of stuff.
Fun.
Yeah. That was great. I'd do that, but I didn't want regular camp. Forget it.
Rach, my Christian band played at a few Bible camps.
Really?
Wouldn't that have been crossing the beams in Ghostbusters?
Oh, we would have never had a Christian rock band.
No.
No?
No, it was too strict for that.
Wow.
Too heavy for you?
No guitars.
We were confronted several times. We went to, like, Pentecostal places, and they tried casting us out like demons.
Oh, did you guys sing in tongues?
No one's safe today.
Watch out, Pentecostals.
Yeah, look out.
Hey, come on.
All the evangelicals. No, I've had a nickel for every person I've seen speak in tongues.
Really?
Oh, my God.
I've never seen it in person. I've only seen it on video.
Why are you watching videos like that?
Well, mostly people on TikTok that put it to rock music while they're jumping around. It's pretty funny.
That's awesome. What would a DGS summer camp be like?
Oh that man. Would be fun, I think.
Hmm.
Should we do that?
No work. No expectations.
Yeah. We'd have like a crafting
boys
table.
And girls have to swim together. Don't let me catch you out there by yourself.
We could pull that off. Do the show every day from the camp.
Yeah,
otherwise,
we should talk
just...
about doing a GloverCon. Yeah. Where you'd like all the stuff we're into. And
like we all go stay in a resort somewhere.
Get people to come in.
Get our favorite band members to come play.
Yeah.
We can talk to Jimmy when he's here.
Yeah, we could do that.
Let's go.
Fun.
All right. I'd do that camp.
We did one cruise back in like 2002. It was me and Casey, maybe The Point. But we had like 3,000 people on this ship.
Damn.
Yeah, my one and only cruise, which I really liked. Like I didn't think I would like it much, but it was really cool.
They're not bad, depending on, you know, which line you're on, and you know, if you're on a bargain one, it can be a little dicey.
I also just watched a video about the Viking cruises, the Viking
I
river
know.
Cruises.
Yeah.
Did you
That's
know
what I want to do.
The river cruises here in the U.S. are actually more expensive than the European cruises because you have to use like a American-made ship, an American crew, like American citizens' crew. So it all just really adds up.
They have river cruises here?
Yeah, you can cruise down the Mississippi River in a Viking cruise.
I didn't know that.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I want to do it over in Viking land.
I've been on the Becky Thatcher. Does that count?
What's
that? Oh, that's cool. Is that like a steamboat?
Yeah, it's when it used to go up and down the river here.
Nice.
Oh. What was the one with the McDonald's?
The riverboat McDonald's.
That was fun.
I don't know why we don't bring that back.
Mm-hmm.
You want to revitalize the riverfront? That is the easiest way to do it.
Think people would show up for that?
Yes.
I'm going. I loved it. I went like 3 times in my life before they closed it like a long time ago.
That's cool. I never got to go. I didn't know about it until I was an adult, and I thought, this is the coolest thing I've ever heard of. Why don't we still do this?
It was pretty sweet. It was a good time.
What's the original movies flopping at the box office?
Read a piece about this. So we're always complaining on the show, why do they do so many reboots? Why can't they think of one original idea? But it turns out they come up with these original movies and they do really poorly at the box office. Like Janelle was talking about Drop last week, and that only made like $7 million domestically.
Wow.
So the trend is looking like with original stuff, people are just more likely to wait for it to come out streaming than they are to go to the theater and see it. People just feel safer with a franchise they already know and love spending their money on that. So we're wrong, I guess.
Yeah, evidently.
Well, I also, like, when's the last time you saw a movie that was not a big blockbuster, like Marvel, Star Wars, or something like that, that actually had all the big people like the big movies used to?
That's
like the original movies, because I think that's part of the problem. It feels like you're either a smaller indie movie or you're one of the big ones. And there's almost no in between where 20, 30 years ago, they made big original movies that were like big with big stars.
Another reason we grew up in the greatest time, I'm sure that there were remakes and reboots in our day and age, but not many. I can't name one. I can't think of something that was big in the 50s and 60s and they remade it in the 70s and the 80s. Like they were just, it was, everything was original. Everything was new.
Yeah. And, you know, again, there wasn't as much original stuff then. I mean, you know, the number of things has multiplied in those 50 years or whatever. But I don't think there's anything. I think what Rachel's pointing out, that's a true thing. I think convincing people back in that day, though, we had not, what else do we have to do?
Right.
Right. Now you're competing with streaming. You're competing with, you know, video gaming. You're competing with satellite TV.
So think about that. Let's go back to like 1980, 1981 and 1982. So it's Friday night. And you're not going to the movies.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Like, my girlfriend's family were rich, and they had Intellivision.
Oh, I had that.
So
was great.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
And an in-ground pool.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a good Friday night.
Yeah.
Intellivision and pool?
What is Intellivision?
It was one of the first game consoles.
It was like Atari, but a little better.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the first one that was color.
Nice.
And the colors were blue and red. It's like, no, I had green and things like that. I mean, it was very basic, though, and it was all pixels. It wasn't like actual images.
Yeah.
But no, it was cool because it was in color and you had like.
I mean, going from
every
Pong
sports,
to that.
Yeah, and you had every sport game. You had Pitfall. You had Galaga. All those, you know, space shooty games. Like, all that stuff was there.
But if you didn't, if you weren't dating a rich person, like I was, lived in Kendall Hill.
Not to brag.
Hate to talk. But what the hell did you do? Just played.
Well, so what age are we talking about?
I would have been in high school.
Yeah, so in high school, if there wasn't a football game, basketball game, or like a movie that we were going to, you're just driving around.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Just literally driving around, going to McDonald's, Taco Bell.
Going and sitting in a parking lot somewhere.
Going to a party, if there was one that weekend.
Parking lots were big.
Parking lots are huge.
McDonald's
parking lot, yeah. Taco Bell, there were all those places.
You just cruise around, just make the lap.
Yeah, and there was always a couple of towns that you did it around in our area. There were like two or three where people would hang out.
Yeah.
And then,
I went in 1 year. In 1 year, I went from being a sophomore at McDonald's during the summer, during the height of cruising with my mom and dad. Because I didn't know any better.
Mm-hmm.
And then I met Ethan, you know, Ethan who works here, his uncle, Eric, who had a 67 black Mustang fastback, black on black.
Oh.
And I made him laugh, and he adopted me as his pet project.
You guys were the cool people on the cruising.
I went from mom and dad, the back of their Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme, to that.
That's the car everybody's going to turn and look
at. Probably the biggest jump in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Eric.
Yeah, thank you.
And he introduced me to Rush.
Oh?
Yeah.
Man, what a good friend.
2112. He had this really kick-ass system. He lived in Kendall Hill, too.
Oh.
And with headphones, which I really hadn't seen those before. They're so close to your ears. and I'm just sitting there listening to 2112. Like, this is the coolest thing ever. Tried to marry him, but he wouldn't go for it.
Well, you know.
So.
At least you gave the effort.
He's a brokaw. What are you going to do?
Yeah. It's when you think about your options now, a movie has to be like really good to go to the movie theater.
Really good.
Right? Like if it's not a big like visual thing, then it has to be really good. Otherwise, I can wait 3 months and it's going to be streaming at home and I have a good TV and I have a comfortable couch and I don't have to pay $30 for two people to have popcorn and a drink.
It's really flexing.
What?
He's like, I have a house.
You guys have good TVs.
I, sir, have no TV. There, it's out.
Liar.
Fine. Now you know.
Pants are
now you know why I'm always in the zone.
Watch TV.
I'm making up stories.
I watch my neighbor's TV through the window. I can't.
Yeah.
And I go to her house and I watch her watching her neighbor's TV.
I describe
you
it
guys
to Dave.
With your hands on the glass, your forehead leaning on there, like,
Rachel, Dave's here. Be really quiet.
We're going to go watch TV. What are we watching? I don't know, whatever they're watching tonight.
Oh, boy, I wish they would turn the channel. I am so tired of the home shopping network.
It's Jeopardy again.